Melbourne born and bred and the only energy retailer certified to use the famous Australian made and owned logo. 101.9,
this is the Fox. Now, yesterday was the Super Bowl, and as Fev does every year, and I'm familiar with this, Nick, it's like one of those days. It's the equivalent, I'm going to say bigger than the AFL Grand Final.
100%.
And I know this, and I've done about four Super Bowls with Fev, and then I knew he'd asked you to go to the pub with him, drinking.
Yep.
And I'm going to relive this moment that happened on the show yesterday, and we'll see, then we'll find out from you how it actually panned out. So you're going to go and watch the Super Bowl straight after the show.
Yes, yeah.
When will you pull up stumps?
When I pass out.
Oh, gosh.
I've got to play touch rugby tonight. So.
That's not happening.
Nick's never been with me before on having beers.
Yeah.
There is no chance that he's ever playing rugby tonight.
You look nervous, Nick.
My wife actually got up when I woke up this morning. She never does that. And she just said, good luck today, and gave me a hug like I was off the wall.
Now, I feel like asking, so how does your wife feel like when you got home last night and had a chat with Looch? How did she feel
about
it?
Interesting question, Boxing.
Yeah, a lot of info in there. Never spoke to Looch here. Phone died at about 4 p.m. and so I just stayed out. So I have not been home yet.
So you...
I stayed at the Favolas. Okay, there's not enough people in one house. Let me join in.
I woke up this morning to a missed call at about 11.30 p.m. last night from you two, a FaceTime call.
Yep.
We all did it, actually.
It was 11.
Was it 11?
11,
yeah. Come on, we're not irresponsible.
We're home early.
11.30. We've got to get up soon. Yeah.
I think everybody did in the team.
Sorry for trying to connect us all. I'm the new guy here. Just wanted to have a
talk
chat.
Talk us through. I feel like asking Fev first. Fev, how did Nick
go? My voice is a bit cooked, Boxy, because I had a couple of darts. I've been off the darts for 5 months. But I feel great. We rang Amanda. We had a great
That's
day.
Our boss,
it was Super
Mando.
Bowl. We ran Man Mando.
Where were we?
We're hanging out with Byron. We felt sorry for him because he doesn't have a job. So we were like buying him drinks. It was interesting, wasn't it? It was awkward.
Was it awkward between Byron and Nick?
Well, I said out with the old because he's old and in with the new, which is great. That was a good chat.
And when he yelled it for the 100th time, I thought, Fev, I think he gets the point. It was a fun day, though.
Yeah, but he was home early because the retirement home had to get him home.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
They picked him up in a bus.
But it was a good day. We spoke to Tommy Little for about an hour.
Yeah, how was Tommy? Why was Tommy not out?
Well,
was he home?
He was home, yeah.
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 Yeah, that was a good chat.
And he's got a show, not for ages, like 8 hours away he's on. He was more responsible than us.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It was a fun time.
All
it was
day,
a fun
Boxy.
Day.
All day he's going, oh, I'm going to go to touch rugby. You're not, mate.
I didn't make it.
You didn't,
sorry.
Did you?
I'm sorry to break it to you, Fifi. I'm currently wearing Fev's
he's
clothes.
He's wearing my clothes. So I walked in this morning, woke him up. He's in my daughter's bed. Oh, this is awkward.
Hold on. Nobody else was in the bed.
No one else
was
in the bed.
I was by myself in Fev's daughter's bed.
Did you know where you were when you woke up?
No. And there's nothing more menacing than having a dead phone. So you don't know when you're going to wake up.
That's
and the first thing you see is Fev going, oi, it's
up,
on.
Up, let's go.
Up.
And then I thought, when he was in the shower, I thought, I just want to look at his rig to see him nude. And I walked in, and you've got no idea. He's got more hair on him than I've ever seen.
I walked in, didn't I?
And he's like, oh. And I'm like, oh, Jesus. Oh, sorry about that. But you need a wax, bro.
Do I?
100%.
I love that's what we've taken out of today. I need a wax.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, imagine meeting 10,000 new people. I mean, most of us have trouble like managing just five friends.
Yeah, I forget names.
Yes,
yeah.
But 10,000 new people. This is what an American is trying to do. His name is Rob Lawless. Everybody's interested in this story because his mission is to meet 10,000 people one at a time for an hour at a time. Now, his goal is human connection, and I love the spirit of this. He joins us from Pennsylvania. Rob, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you so much for having me.
Rob, we're thrilled to have you because we can't believe this. Now, this is your social media is Rob's 10K Friends. And can you tell us where this came from? Why did you even decide to do this?
Yes, sorry. So when I was in university, I went to Penn State University here in the States, 40,000 students, was super involved as a student, and I really liked that community that I built for myself. So after I graduated in 2013, I started doing consulting for Deloitte, and it just wasn't as fulfilling. I had minored in entrepreneurship, so I always wanted to create my own path in life. And for me, I thought, what cooler path than to try to meet 10,000 different people. And so I've gone on this journey. I started it in November 2015, and I've since met over 4,000 people.
Rob, you say you've met 4,000 people. This is an awful long time. Did you ever think when you're sitting down with one person, geez, an hour is a long time. I should have just said done 10 minutes. Like, what if you don't like the person?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because initially I thought I would meet people for 10 minutes at a time, and I thought that I would do it in 1 year. And that was such a bad idea because that didn't account for sleeping or eating or going to the bathroom or things like that. So I was way off from the beginning. And then when I started reaching out to people to do an hour, I thought that I would do it in 4 years. And it's been over 5 years since I started. I probably have another 10 to go. So
Whoa. We
are in it to win it now.
Are you losing motivation, Rob? Are you like, oh, I don't know if I can do this? Have you made any good friends? Are any of those 4,076 people you've thought, I actually want to be mates with you?
Yeah, I have not lost any motivation. You know, no radio stations in Melbourne were covering me when I'd only met 11 people. So it's only getting more exciting. But I have. I became good friends with a lot of people, whether we just follow each other and message back and forth on social media. I've run into people in Los Angeles that I've met in Philadelphia. I've run into people in New York City that I've met in L.A. I was on the Kelly Clarkson show here in the States, and over 100 people that I had met came out to be part of the audience. So, yeah, the connections oftentimes do last beyond just that initial hour. And for me, it's awesome. Like, it makes the world feel a lot more like home, and I think that was something that I was searching for.
Rob, does an interview like this annoy you? Because you're like, it's only 4 minutes. So I get to put these guys towards the numbers.
No, I love it. And it's cool. And I have met people from Melbourne. I met a girl, Annalise, from Melbourne last week. So,
Annalise,
it's just cool. I'm always so excited to do things like this.
What's after this, Rob? So when you, let's say in another 5 to 10 years, when you finally
don't talk
complete
to anyone
this
for 10
mission,
years.
What, have you got another mission or will you be done with missions then?
I mean, there's always the possibility to expand the number, but what I would really like to do is start a university course where students are connecting, pairing off one-on-one and learning from each other's backgrounds as opposed to a textbook or a PowerPoint slide. Because I think that the one-on-one conversation, the art of that is not taught in universities, but I think it's really beneficial. And I think to learn and grow our empathy and understanding of other people is just as valuable of a skill as public speaking, for example. So hopefully you'll find me in a university just being that cool professor that has, like, the cool stories from life.
Who's got 10,000 friends.
Yeah. Hey, Robbo.
Can I meet you afterwards, Professor? Absolutely not. I've met everyone.
Robbo, yeah. Are these all sit-down one-on-one chats? Are you Zooming or phone call? Does it have to be one-on-one FaceTime or what?
So the first 3,259 people were all in person.
Geez, you had that number ready to go.
I've said it a lot to people. Yeah, just in conversations when I talk to people one-on-one, but everything since then has been virtual for the most part. So it's been cool. You know, it's different. It's allowed me to reach much further geographically. Like, I've met people from over 70 different countries since the pandemic started. So in a way, I became more social in this time, which is really weird. But before, when I was doing things in person with people, I flew in a plane with a guy that he had built himself. That was a little bit scary. I went lobster diving off the coast of California. I've gone to Disneyland with people. And so sometimes I'll have these really exciting experiences with people too. And I anticipate a lot more of that going forward once the pandemic is over.
Sounds expensive meeting people, Boxy.
Well, Rob, in a world where most of us are culling and getting rid of friends, you are very unique. And if people want to find you and hit you up, because they can DM you, Rob's 10K friends on social media. Good luck, Rob. We'll catch up when you get to the end of this, if we're all still around.
15 years.
Yeah, well, hopefully I'll be in Melbourne at some point before I'm done, and then we'll all sit down and we'll have this conversation in person.
Yeah, great. Well done, Rob. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a real pleasure. Thank you, guys.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, Melbourne, I'm saying this mainly for the two boys in the studio. Guys, you have 44 minutes left of work after their big 11-hour pub session for the Super Bowl yesterday. Yesterday, and I witnessed this because Fev was like, Nick, are you coming to the pub with me? You looked a bit gun-shy, but it was like you'd been peer pressured into it. And then
for good reason now.
I know.
Like, I saw what was coming. Go over the trenches. Get out there. Get amongst it.
Well, let's just relive yesterday morning how you thought the day would pan out. So you're going to go and watch the Super Bowl straight after the show.
Yes, yeah.
When will you pull up stumps?
When I pass out.
Oh, gosh.
I've got to play touch rugby tonight. So.
Oh, that's what
happened? Yeah. No, yeah.
Nick's never been with me before on having beers.
Yeah.
There is no chance that he's ever playing rugby tonight.
You look nervous, Nick.
My wife actually got up when I woke up this morning. She never does that. And she just said, good luck today, and gave me a hug like I was off to war.
Now, your poor wife, Looch, hasn't seen you because you never made it home.
No, I'm wearing Fev's clothes.
You've stayed at Fev's. Yep. You've had a big, and I knew it was a big night because you both went missing off social media about the middle of the day. And I just assumed, oh, that's fine. Yeah. Nick's gone to touch rugby. But then when I woke up this morning, I had a missed FaceTime call from you both at about 11.
Yeah. Sorry for doing the meeting early. Sorry. Just trying to get on top of stuff for today, Fee. You know, I'm new to the job. Want to be professional.
You rang our boss, Mad Mando, about eight times. Yeah. Leon, our executive producer. Yeah. But you also rang good friend of the show, Tommy Little.
Yes.
Tommy joins us right now. Hey, Tommy.
Good morning, gang. And Fee, I wish I'd been as smart as you and not answered.
Wow. You had a great time. We had a good chat.
We did. We had a great time. It's just hard being part of Mensa. You know, the meetings are all at weird times.
Never know when genius strikes.
Mate, you've just got to turn up. That's what it's all about.
What condition were they in, Tommy? Like how? Because Nick, Nick has come in almost overplaying how fine you are. I don't know that you are.
He goes,
good to go.
You know how it's you know it's a special night when you can smell the booze through the phone.
Don't say that.
But I think it was pretty productive. I mean, we talked about ideas.
We pitched some
business ideas.
Did we?
I got some lukewarm investment from you guys. Do you not remember?
No.
Mate, I pitched you my massage parlor idea, Happy Beginnings, and you said you were interested.
Well, now, hearing it now, it does sound good. I'm glad I got in. I'm an astute business person at all times.
The fact, Boxy, that at 11 o'clock, we're like, no one's answering our call. Who do we call that will answer? Who's a bigger loser than us? Ring Tommy.
Yeah.
And Tommy answered within about three rings.
And you can only prank 000 so many times before you go, all right, we better call a friend.
I think I answered with a whiskey in hand.
You did. He did. By himself.
He said, how good are Mondays?
But even more surprising, Tommy, apparently you're on the phone for an hour. What were you three doing for an hour in the middle of the night?
Business.
I mean, once you each do a strip tease, the time really kind of eats itself up, you know? We're just doing the silhouette challenge over and over again.
There's a lot of feet chat. We spoke about Tommy's
chat.
Feet. Yeah.
I heard Fev was being more honest with you about your feet because when last time you were in here, Tommy, you showed them to him and he said they were okay, but apparently he's reneged on that.
Mate, he's absolutely dreaming. At the same time, he's messaging me on the down low saying, I'll pay you $12 per foot per photo. I'd actually love your opinion on this because the last time I was selling pictures of my feet to a random client, and since then I got a bit more interest, and I don't know if this is crossing the line.
Mm-hmm.
Someone messaged me and said, "Can you send me a pair of your underwear? For $500?"
100%.
I've said yes. Yeah, I've said yes because I'm not an idiot, and Happy Beginnings is not going to build itself. But I'm starting to think, am I veering into a world of adult entertainment?
Yes. I think you are, Tommy. You can't do that. You know the next step.
You're sending undies and opening massage
it's a spiral.
Parlors. Yes.
Yes. It's going to get worse, Tommy.
Just do it.
Okay. Well, then you probably don't want to hear the next bit, but I promised the guy, I said, look, I can get Fee and Nick's underwear as well. Double price.
You know what? Nick's underwear hasn't been home yet.
Yeah, don't have any on.
Hey, Tommy, while we've got you, is there any truth to this rumor about you doing The Bachelor?
Yes.
Gotta go. Love you guys. Bye.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for tradieoke.
Tradies of Melbourne, step on up to the podium for your chance to not only win the $250 Tool Market gift card, all thanks to Trade Institute Victoria, but to show your vocal stylings, to impress Melbourne, have some fun, Bo, a landscaper in Mount Martha. Hey, Bo.
How you doing?
Good. Bo, I'm just as an aside, I really think I'd like to be a landscaper.
Oh, it's good fun. Out and about in the sun. Get to cut grass all the time in a good way.
It's really impressive. Like what you can do to a garden.
What would you bring?
I was watching a bit of Grand Designs yesterday and I really got into landscaping.
See, it's long hours outdoors. It's the opposite of our job. I don't know if you'd like it. It's
but
the
you make
polar
a lot
opposite.
Of money too, don't you, Bo?
Yeah, you do. I mean, nothing better than being out in the sun.
Bo's like, I'm loaded.
what a song choice.
Great
Bo,
song.
Then a great iconic Australian band, Powderfinger.
Got you on my mind.
I want to know. Good song, Bo. Yeah, okay, are you ready?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Go, Bo.
All right. Baby, I got you on my mind, honey, you won't ever know how much I need you by my side. Promise you won't ever go. I won't take no from you this time, yeah. Cause baby, I got you on my mind. Yeah, honey, I gotta show just what I can do. Because I think I know what you're going through. I hope you're feeling the way I feel it. Hope you're feeling the way I feel it too.
Oh, wow. Bernard Fanning, is that you? That was
I needed that. I'm up and about
that
now.
That was amazing.
That's four Baroccas in a voice. That's incredible.
Bo, you gave that everything. The commitment, the passion. That is what we're talking about. I don't
Didn't
think we've ever
that,
had somebody start that strong.
Good luck to the other two.
Yeah, Bo, you well done. Gosh, you must be a good landscaper. If you commit to your job the way you commit to that, I'm impressed.
I sing while I landscape, so good. It's all fun and game.
Good job,
Bo. You found your perfect man, Boxy.
Callum from Port Melbourne, a plumber. Hey, Cal.
Hello, how you going?
Yeah, great, Cal. A song from the Angels. What have you got for us?
I got Robbie Williams, Feel.
Great song. Hard not to sing along with this. And you know what, Callum, you have played well into the judge's hand because this is Fev's wedding song. So he...
Oh, is that right? I better do it justice then.
Yeah.
Yeah, you better.
Okay, off you go, Callum, with Robbie Williams' Angels.
Come and hold my hand. I want to contact the living. Not sure I understand this rule I've been given.
That's the wrong song.
I sit and talk to God, and I just laugh at my plans. My head speaks a language I don't understand. I just want to feel real love, feel the home that I live in. Cause I got so much life running through my veins, going to waste.
Beautiful. Oh, Callum, Rowan, what did you do?
What was that?
Callum, no, that was, firstly, that was brilliant and well
Thank
done.
You
gave it everything. And you know what, though, a little disappointing for Fev, that wasn't Angels.
Wasn't
that was
Angels,
that,
no.
That was Feel.
Yeah.
Ah, was it?
Yeah.
same singer, though, isn't it?
It was another Robbie
Williams, isn't it?
Yeah, it was Robbie Williams. Yeah, yeah. So, no, we loved it. It was great. It just wasn't Angels. And that doesn't matter. You know, you gave us a – that was like a – what do you call it? Bait and switch. Like, we didn't know what we were getting.
It was slightly disappointing.
Okay.
But he didn't even know.
No, but he didn't know. I wanted Angels, and we're ready to go. And I go to you, Boxy. I think he's singing the wrong song.
I thought it was Angels.
No, I'm like, he's singing the wrong song.
Oh, anyway.
That's okay.
Cal, it was a great effort. You nailed it. And finally, Brad, another plumber from Mill Park. Hey, Brad.
Hello, how we going?
Yeah, great, Brad. You're taking this home. What are you going to sing?
Kim Wilde, You Keep Me Hanging On.
Classic. Great song from the 80s.
Beautiful song.
Why don't you, babe? Woo! Okay, we're looking forward to it. We've never had a Kim Wilde song on Tradioke. So off you go, Brad.
Beautiful.
Set me free, why don't you, babe? Get out my life, why don't you? like you, but he don't really love you. He just keeps me hanging on.
Do you want to? Oh, sorry, still going. Sorry, Brad. What I loved about that is you were dancing in the car then. We could actually feel it.
Oh, well, yeah, we'll get the stuff in the steering wheel, we'll get it going.
Good vibe.
Yeah, great. No, great. Brad, I mean, look, you know, even Callum singing the wrong song. That was a solid performance Bossy. From Bo, Callum and Brad this morning, but fair.
Yeah, it's been an interesting day.
Who's going to win the $250 Tool Market gift card?
Well, Callum would have won if he sung the right song, but obviously Bo. Wow.
The landscaper.
$250 Tool Market gift card, thanks to Trade Institute Victoria, is all yours, Bo. That'll come in handy, being a landscaper.
Yeah, I'll definitely use that, buy some tools. Thank you so much, guys. I'm happy to sing for you.
Thank you.
Bo, we're happy for you to call back any other time. I mean, the level of commitment you gave to our segment, it's much appreciated.
If you need any tradies, Boxy's happy to come out for a couple of days and do a bit of work on the tools.
The apprentice. 101.9
The Fox.
Would you like to get double tickets, like two tickets to the Australian men's final, plus $5,000 cash? If that is you, if you would like that, and who wouldn't like the $5,000 cash?
Yeah.
Welcome to the Favola Open.
Quiet, please.
Get your racket ready. Get up on the baseline. Win some tennis tickets. If you hit yourself a bullseye, this show is gonna make it happen. Get you into the Oz Open. Serve a ball at the Fevolution. That's how you can win the Favola Open.
Picture this, Brendan Favola standing there. You've got a racket and a ball, and if you hit Brendan Favola or the target attached to him, you will win $5,000 and a double to the men's Australian Open final.
Hang on. Yep. Hang on.
Oh, you didn't know all the details about this?
Where's the target going to be?
We haven't decided. Somewhere on your person.
It's on you. Yeah. You signed up for it yesterday. You were making so many great calls yesterday afternoon and this was one of them.
Wow.
Yeah, late at night when, you know, you were doing those meetings on FaceTime, this idea came up.
This didn't come up. No, this didn't come up.
Business.
There was a lot of ball chat, but there wasn't any tennis chat.
So what people need now, if you want this, and who doesn't, $5,000 just in your pocket, but also tickets to the men's final.
Huge.
From tomorrow on our show, there'll be a cue to call. So when you hear that, you call, and then the people who get through are going to be at the Favola Open. You don't even need tennis experience. No. All you're going to do is piff the racket. I'm not the racket, the ball.
Racket. Hang on, he's up. This is what you want to do.
Yeah, you just have to serve a ball at Brendan Favola. And if it hits, so it's the first to hit him, wins the $5,000 and the tickets.
I'd be aiming for me chin.
Men's final.
That's the biggest thing.
Well, we've got to figure out where we're going to put that target.
It'll be on my stomach, surely.
What about your back?
Oh, my
turn
back.
Around. Do you want to face the ball or not face the ball?
Not face it.
Okay.
No, old man up. I'll face it.
Okay, he's going to face the ball.
But I want a box.
Okay. I'm not getting attached to you. You're not strapping me on. That's not happening.
Wow.
So it's the Favola Open tomorrow across the morning at some time. You never know when we're going to do it. We will play your cue to call. Call then to be a finalist at the Favola Open.
Catch better fly moments with Emirates at this year's Australian Open. Going
to
be great.
And more importantly, I would like to give credit to my two co-hosts, Fev and Nick, who made it through 3 hours of work this morning, having done an 11-hour session at the pub for Super Bowl Monday. I'm very impressed. You did it, boys.
Sorry for the late-night calls. Now I've got to mend everything with my pregnant wife.
Red Energy, Melbourne born and bred, and the only energy retailer certified to use the famous Australian made and owned logo. 101.9